This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, the mainstream media, as I told you they would, is going out and trumpeting. Hillary Clinton is the winner of Monday night's debate, although several online polls, non-scientific as they may be, Time magazine had 2 million people check in so far. Says Donald Trump won the debate, 55% to 45%, and numerous other sources say the same thing. A CNN flash poll said that Hillary Clinton, 62% of those asked thought Hillary Clinton had won the debate. For those that tuned in for 30, 40 minutes, Donald Trump crushed her, because that's when he was taking her on with NAFTA and free trade and jobs in the upper Midwest and the Rust Belt states. Certainly didn't slow him down yesterday. 12,000 people plus turned out in Melbourne, Florida for a rally. Donald Trump coming to Michigan on Friday. We have new polling numbers, by the way. We're going to share with you in a little bit here. Says Hillary Clinton still leading here in Michigan. The race is tight, but how tight is it? You'll have to wait and find that out. Meanwhile, 50 former Bush administration members are endorsing Donald Trump, which, you know, kind of flies in the face of the whole Bush family. You know, George H.W. Bush and Jeb Bush said they won't support Donald Trump, even though Jeb Bush said he would. But Ari Fleischer, former Attorney General John Ashcroft, former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, Secretary John Snow, Political Director Matt Schlapp, Donald Rumsfeld, and a whole host of other folks saying they support Donald Trump and are going to go with it. Couple of other things that came up in Monday night's debate that I want to explore a little bit further here with you this morning. The stamina, the look. A new poll suggests those were a couple of the comments Donald Trump made about Hillary Clinton's health, stamina, her presidential look. A new poll suggests voters are buying in to Donald Trump's insinuations about Hillary Clinton's health. Voters, especially men, have more confidence that Trump is healthy enough for the presidency than Clinton, according to a brand new Associated Press poll done in association with GFK. Now, the AP goes on into their third paragraph to begin defending Hillary Clinton. It's a disconnect, considering Clinton has released more medical information than Trump. Has she? Because some people, a lot of doctors, question that information that was put out. But it shows the political points Trump scored after the Democratic nominee's much-publicized mild case of pneumonia. No, I'm sorry, AP, she collapsed and was dragged into a van in what appeared to be in some less than fully conscious state. Another gender divide, nearly half of women, but just 4 in 10 men think Clinton's health is getting too much attention. Everybody gets sick, says Sherry Smart of New York. She said she hasn't decided who to vote for, but wishes the candidates would discuss issues instead of sniping about who is more vigorous. What's more important, she said, is what are you going to do for me? Yeah, that's unfortunately what people think. What are you doing for me? The AP poll found that 51% of voters are extremely confident that Trump is healthy to be president. In contrast, just 36% feel the same way about Hillary Clinton. Men much more likely to question Clinton's physical fitness for the job, with 45% saying they're only slightly or not at all confident, compared to 34% of women. Health is a legitimate issue as the nation is poised to elect one of its oldest presidents. Trump is 70, Hillary Clinton 69. Stamina is a code word for not physically capable to do the job, said New York University bioethicist Arthur Kaplan. There is something of a bias, he says, about men versus women that subtly Donald Trump has played to, that men are more fit, tough enough to do the job. And there is the fact that Donald Trump didn't collapse on camera. There is the fact that Donald Trump didn't collapse and get dragged into a van with his toes pointed backwards, slumped over. There is that point. Don't miss that point in the big scheme of things. Also, a big miss for Donald Trump on Monday, I believe, is the miss that he didn't point out the fact when Hillary Clinton was touting how violent crime has gone down and it's time for all these great things and so on and so forth. In the last 2 years, violent crime in America has actually gone up dramatically. In the wake of all of these things going on around the country and this movement against police and law and order in general around the country has had real effect. Homicides in the United States went up by more than 10% in 2015 over 2014. Violent crime increased by nearly 4% in the same period. That is the biggest jump in violent crime in a couple of decades. That, according to the FBI's summary of crime figures. The long-awaited FBI report was released amid heightened security of violent crime in the U.S., propelled by an increase in homicides in a number of major cities and repeated comments from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The report shows that there was an overall increase in violent crime last year, making clear what each of us already knows, that we still have so much work to do, said Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Violent crime endangers lives. No kidding. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Destroys families and paralyzes neighborhoods. That's right, Loretta. That's why we need law and order. That's why we need to support our police departments. That's right, Loretta. While the FBI released its statistics on 2015, nearly 10 months after the year ended, a debate over crime has been raging based on the number of cities where homicides have gone up and, in some cases, surged dramatically. Surged dramatically. Why? Because police in many places have, in effect, either been officially or unofficially told to stand down. Police are backing up. In an analysis last week, the Brennan Center for Justice, a law and policy institute, found that Chicago, for example, has accounted for a remarkable share of the increase in homicides nationwide among big cities, just as it found that Chicago, Washington, and Baltimore saw most of that increase in 2015. Americans are generally worried that crime is going up nationwide, though Gallup polling dating back nearly three decades shows that Americans almost always think crime is going up, even when it's declining. But in this particular case, there seems to be some real evidence, in 2015 that crime has gone up. But here's what the Democrats turned to. In 2015, there were an estimated 372 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. In 1995, an estimated 685 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. I guess that cutting the crime rate by 40% since Bill Clinton was president can be attributed in large part to people being allowed to defend themselves with concealed pistol licenses and such. And the Bill Clinton crime bill of 1995. The thing that's now referred to as the mass incarceration bill. The root of Black Lives Matter and so forth. Bill Clinton's crime bill worked. So does carrying a concealed weapon to protect yourself. Gun ownership apparently works as well. These two things in conjunction have lowered crime in America. At least the statistics seem to indicate that. Back in a moment.